My name is Chris Jordan, and welcome. A story that yields itself and never ends. A series not necessarily about journal entries, rather someone on the other side, notes and thoughts, emotions and experiences that shape narratives about life incarnate. Welcome to the 15-year journal. Breathe in, breathe out. For another episode of the 15-year journal. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope so far this has just pinched a little bit of a nerve in a good way. Made you think just slightly out the box and had some kind of value in your day. Recording right here in the morning, so I'm saying good morning, sitting here in my living room and just like taking up the moment. Okay, right now, oddly enough, it's just rained here. Episode 4 is entitled Rain. When it is raining, it's always been, ever since I was a kid, just one of those moments of escapism. I think it's the cheapest way to achieve escapism in any day and age, right? But I just love that. I love that feeling of being able to kind of sit in the silence, you know, and listen to the rain just pour down, whether it be torrential rains or whether it just be light. It kind of makes you feel, it kind of makes me feel that, you know, the bare silence, which kills us, oh my word, it kills me, it is just that you're not alone. 2008, okay, 22nd of June 2008. It's been so many years ago, plus 12 years, while turning page to page and literally remembering a smell, sound, heartache, oof, man, dreams. I more than likely have mentioned this before, that I really don't believe in yesterday. Once again, people are so sick of me hearing that, saying that, but there's so much happening today. Once again, I think that's a very healthy attitude as well. It's not blocking away the past. It is saying, okay, cool, it happened. It's happened. And whatever cause and effect that has on today, again, that makes sense. Today is what I have to focus on and then move on from there. Wasting physical energy, I reiterate, so that this is kind of something that is good to drill in your own mind on something that is over. It's done with, man. This podcast series makes me uncomfortable, which I'm really happy with. Looking at your past, this is so long ago, 2008, again. Things that you remember about any moment in your life, first and foremost, or the most traumatic moments, eh? Digging up the past with a bloodied blunt shovel, and that really sends me screeching out of my comfort zone. But I need to revisit this, because that's the whole point of this entire podcast, truly, because 2021, 2022, 2020 has been so climatically and metaphorically a reality check for the world and the world that we live in. What to do next, eh? You know, the volatile nature of what we just experienced in terms of pandemics and then the recovery period from that. As I look through these journal entries, 90% of them are all about what I wanted, what I needed to do next. Run, run, run. All the time, run, run, run. Like, there's no today, man. The mindset is a terrible thing to waste. We tell ourselves that this is just the way that we are. No, man, I'm sitting here in my 40s. You're saying, well, isn't that the correct way of doing things? Well, I don't know, man. Do you know, to sit back after a couple of decades have gone by and you've done so many things, the clock is ticking, and then you start to panic, man. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Run, 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 run. From when I was a kid, rain was always something that was a utopian climate for me, as I've mentioned before. But I want to emphasize that I simply loved it. And when I was old enough, around about 5 or 6 years old, my parents split my sisters and I up in rooms. So it was this perfect construction of utopia for me, you know, where I could just close the door and kind of recreate a fantasy moment for me. It came with so many benefits, you know, besides having the privilege of privacy, as I said, a space to paint and draw and express myself. You know, also, I love this, and I still, as an adult, I love the four walls around me where you can just kind of close the door and be whoever you want to be as broken as you want to be. You want to be able to close the world off around and just allow yourself to fall to pieces, put yourself together, and then get up and walk out the front door. My mother always said to me, you know, like, if you want to just consider this for a moment, Chris, when you open that door, you've got to leave everything that you consider something that's a vulnerability at the front door, because the world doesn't care. And I know that's very cold and very clinical, but it's true. And that really helped me, especially actually in my late 30s, where I wore my emotions, my heart and my sleep, whatever it is. And that was super dangerous, because I felt the cause and effect of how that does not work for you in real life. It causes complete external and uncontrollable chaos. Just that one piece of advice from mother was so good. It changed everything for me. Open that front door, find that privacy, find the four walls, just like I did as a kid in my own room. Made that a little bit larger in my life. It managed control, should I say, an ownership of who I am, all my feelings, all my emotions, my experiences, what was I going through. And I validated that without any external effect. I've ever since left my problems, my personal life at the front door. Changed everything. Slam it shut. Muffle your way around a blanket, comfort area. Close the curtains, take a couple of breaths, shed a couple of tears, and then create that reality of your own peace. That sound of the world in order, because it's in order within your mind, is all that matters. And however you achieve it is your own prerogative. I'm by no means trying to make the entire situation or experience of trauma sound poetic. Today, if I wake up and I hear the surprise gift of thunder shower, oh man, that has been softly comforting me in my sleep within pure bliss. Oof, food for my soul. No amount of meditation, music, hiking, book reading, nothing comes close to that feeling of superficial enlightenment. You might be thinking that I'm about to go down the route where rain has been and is always for me a way to rejuvenate a slump, a toxic journey, a pain of emotional betrayal that the heart cannot survive. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to keep it simple and beautiful and minimalistic in its euphoric nature for myself. Not everything has to be academic. Not everything has to mean more than it is. The simple things and the simple way that we perceive and consume life around us gives us a better shot of enjoying our day ahead. Because there's just too little in every day that can remain in that minimalistic, euphoric way. Where is your happy place? Where does your rain fall? Either momentarily, situationally, or spiritually. If for the past 4 years, I would say, 4 or 5 years, yeah, definitely, I've secured a new path. You're saying, oh, Chris, oh my word, like you're so late in life. It wasn't like I was doing anything. I was doing a lot of things, as we all do, to reach certain aspects. As we say, like the last point of reference is a lifetime ago. It's a new lifetime that I started to build 5 years ago. You know, life and the actualization of it is definitely not black and white. So when I look back at life, I can't and I won't just say that I ran through baneful cop-outs of saying, oh man, you know, like I've been asleep or ignorant. I was juvenile, or I didn't suddenly lose everything because I was it was a massive surprise. You know, you wake up one day, turn your head in the quote unquote right direction. You're like, here it is. And so now this is what I can get. And this is why it's so important in retrospect, respect to what has happened in my life. I did lose. Whew. Man, oof, I did lose literally everything. So every point of reference, yeah, was gone at a certain point in my life. So much coincidentally falls in place at a snail's pace, man, as one starts to see the paper thin, very real and solid and true need for one thing that without it, you have nothing. So in that sense, I was the catalyst in losing everything to be able to move to another quote-unquote lifetime. That finding your foundation and finding your consistency and finding your strength in one particular place in your life is where it starts to then ripple out and affect other aspects of your mindset and your approach and your attitude. If I read the journal entry, I hope it helps that you find that one thing that you want and start with only doing that one thing that you need to. Now, here's what I wrote about rain. Rain, wash away the ghosts of the past. Rain, cleanse me of my own hate, my own anger. Rain, bring life to this new beginning. Rain, help me see the truth that lies beneath. Rain, clarify the error of my ways. Rain, flood my heart with joy and with happiness. Rain, pour on me with answers from above. Rain, put my fears and my anxieties to rest. End journal entry 2008.